Lift him up. March 23. Reaching forward to perfection. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God intends that improvement shall be the life work of all his followers and that it shall be guided and controlled by correct experience. The true man is one who is willing to sacrifice his own interest for the good of others and who exercises himself in binding up the brokenhearted. The true object of life has scarcely begun to be understood by many. Intellect alone does not make the man, according to the divine standard. There is a power in intellect if sanctified and controlled by the Spirit of God. It is superior to riches and to physical power. Yet it must be cultivated in order to make the man. That which will bless humanity is spiritual life. If the man is in harmony with God, he will depend continually upon him for strength. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. It is our life work to be reaching forward to the perfection of Christian character, striving continually for conformity to the will of God. The efforts begun upon earth will continue through eternity. God's standard of man is elevated to the highest meaning of the term, and if he acts up to his God-given manhood, he will promote happiness in this life, which will lead to glory and an eternal reward in the life to come. The members of the human family are entitled to the name of men and women only when they employ their talents, in every possible way, for the good of others. The life of Christ is before us as a pattern, and it is when ministering, like angels of mercy, to the wants of others, that man is closely allied to God. It is the nature of Christianity to make happy families and happy society. Discord, selfishness, and strife will be put away from every man and woman who possesses the true spirit of Christ. Those who are partakers of Christ's love have no right to think that there is a limit to their influence and work in trying to benefit humanity. Did Christ become weary in his efforts to save fallen man? Our work is to be continuous and persevering. We shall find work to do until the Master shall bid us lay our armor at his feet. God is a moral governor, and we must wait, submissive to his will, ready and willing to spring to our duty whenever work needs to be done. Our Savior took up the true relationship of a human being as the Son of God. We are sons and daughters of God. We must follow where Christ leads the way. For 30 years he lived the life of a perfect man, meeting the highest standard of perfection.